it's a pleasure to have you guys on the Never Ending Radio Show, you know? Knowing we can't be all things to all people, we'll try just to be something to somebody. Right?
Yeah. I like it.
So you're playing all kinds of different genres of music.
Yes, yeah? We play it all. My philosophy is actual musicians playing actual music on actual instruments. And maybe even some actual singing as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These days,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, these days it seems like there's a lot of music that isn't quite music. I don't know. I don't know how you define music, but I define music as a person playing an instrument or singing.
You know? It's. I like to hear people playing an instrument while they're singing. I like the whole live music part of it. You know, I think, especially in the recording side, there's so much, there's so many drum machines, and, you know, with a keyboard, you can download an app and get any instrument you want, but it's just something that's different when you actually have a musician playing an instrument like that. And the truth is that when you let, for an example, I had a song that we sent up to Nashville, and we let a fiddle player hear the song and say, hey, what do you think you can do with it? And the stuff that he sent back was way better than anything I could have come up with in my imagination. So it's just you kind of open yourself up to, you know, some different ideas, and you get something really magical that comes out of it. So it's if you don't have that, I think you lose a lot and everything starts to sound the same.
Well, in case you were wondering, that voice you're hearing is Brandon Adams, country singer, family man. Welcome to the Never Ending
Radio
Show.
Thank you. I love it, man. This is awesome.
Hey,
thank you for having me.
Do you have a song that you remember as a child? What was the first song that you can remember as a child?
Waylon Jennings, Dukes of Hazzard song.
How about that? That's a real song, stuff. Man. I remember that too. Yes. When did you first start playing music?
I started singing when I was about 16 or 17. And I was just telling these guys when I was. You know, growing up, I grew up in Milton, Florida, and around the panhandle of Florida. And
booming metropolis.
Yeah, right. Right outside of Pensacola. And, you know, we had the beach there, but, you know, you were still in lower Alabama. And that's when, you know, the joke is when somebody asks me where I'm from, I say L.A., you know, lower Alabama. So,
right.
Yeah, it's, but I remember hearing Randy Travis for the first time. And that's probably my earliest memory of falling in love with country music. His tone and his voice just sucked me in.
What about writing? When did you start writing? When can you remember, like, your first actual sit-down?
Actually, as a little kid, I was always writing poems and, you know, just, I was always making stuff up in my head. You know, I when I was a kid, I lived inside my head a lot.
You know, you and just, me both,
yeah.
Brother. It could be a dangerous place to be, too, man.
I got some weird mental monsters that run amok in my head sometimes, but you know, putting it down on, you know, being serious about it. When I was about 17 or 18, I wrote my first song, and I still have it. I still have that song on the paper that I wrote it on. It's kind of cool, and it's awful. I don't ever want to share it with anyone. I thought it was the greatest thing ever when I, you know, and I remember singing it to my dad, and he's like, "Yeah, okay, right, there you go." So and he was trying to be nice, but you know, I go back and listen to it, and you know, look at it now, and I'm like, "Oh, Brandon,
did you actually record it?"
No, I did not.
Not even with a little cassette player.
Not even remotely close. I started, you know, I would sing it just a cappella, or you know, I'd picked around on a guitar for a while, but I didn't start playing guitar until, you know, just several years ago. And then when I started playing guitar, it was funny because my songwriting, I think, a whole lot better because I could put music to it and, you know, have a tone to it. And it was, you know, it helped me through that writing process.
Nice. How would you define success today?
Man, with all that's going on, that's, you know, if you'd asked me a couple months ago, I would have probably told you something different. The truth is now, I think success as a musician is getting to play, you know, just being lucky enough to get out and go play, because I don't care who you are. If you're a professional musician, if you're on tour, if you're just playing at, you know, bar restaurants and, you know, Elks Lodges, it's, you know, You want to get out and play. If you're a true musician, you just want to get. You don't care what you're getting paid. You still want to get out and play. you know, success is getting to play, and it's really bizarre and wild seeing my song and hearing me play it. I mean, me writing a song is one thing, but me getting to sing it and it going like it's going, it's just a cool. So I feel success with that. You know, being able to see that and see that I wrote something and I get to sing it and it's being played and people are enjoying it, it hits me, you know, in a place that I've never even experienced before. So it's amazing. So I feel successful, you know, being able to have that.
You know, you bring up a really great point, because I truly believe that success is dynamic. It changes.
Yeah.
You know, you might have found, like, you talked about that first song you wrote. To you, that was a big success. And now later on in life, you find new successes. And 2 months ago, your definition of success would have been quite different than it is today.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing that we get to experience that if we choose to, right? If we pay attention to what's around us and react to the day-to-day things, I think it's amazing that we get to define success in our own way. And you've got a very clear definition of it. And I think that that's going to lead to success, if you follow me. You talked about a song. I'd like to hear it.
Okay, yeah. I got... So this song is called What You Gonna Do. I wrote this about my daughters. So it is a daddy-daughter song. And I wrote it a few years ago. And what's funny is I didn't play it for my daughters until I'd actually recorded it. And it was... it was pretty special. So, you know, the day that I sat down and played it for them, they were both, you know, pretty amazed. And, you know, that, I mean, so you talk about defining success. I saw the look in their face and they were like, wow, you actually wrote a good song. So, I was happy about that. But, yeah, the song is called What You Gonna Do? And, this is the first song that I've actually recorded and put out, and it's on country radio right now, so hope you like it. What you gonna do when she first begins to crawl, when she first begins to swim and does her first cannonball, when she says that dirty word and you try not to smile? What you gonna do, man? What you gonna do when she climbs up in your bed and she lays down on your pillow saying, Daddy, rub my head? When she won't go back to sleep until you read another story. What you gonna do, man? When she asks you for your keys, says my friends are at a party, can I go, Dad, pretty please? When she brings that boy on in and he looks at you and smiles, what you gonna do, man? What you gonna do on a graduation day when she packs up in her car and pulls on out and drives away? Or when she calls you up to tell you she ain't coming home this summer? What you gonna do, man? When you're fighting back those tears, 'cause you remember all those years, when you're standing in the back of that church, she looks up to say, Daddy, I'm getting married today. What you gonna do when you walk her down the aisle? And her mama sitting there, tears falling past her smile. When the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife. What you gonna do, man?
Awesome. That's great, man.
Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, I wanted to know what your plans are for the future.
Man, I'm going to keep playing, and I'm going to, I got some new songs out, I'm getting demos cut with them right now. I got an EP that is out on Spotify and all the streaming platforms, Apple.
And assuming under Brandon Adams.
Yep, they're under Brandon Adams Music, and you can go to BrandonAdamsMusic.com. And, you know, I got some fun songs, some, you know, summertime kind of a songs. And, you know, they're all the songs that I've ever written I've had some experience with. I don't just write things just because it sounds good. And, you know, I'm trying to keep up with what's going on in radio or whatever it is, you know, although, you know, there's some awesome songs out here right now in country radio that I really enjoy. But, you know, I'm continually writing with all this time. You know, off, I've focused on writing more, so I got tons of songs.
Planning on quitting your day job?
Not right this minute, but I'd like to. It would be fun.
You and me both, man. But, yeah. You know, we're kind of in similar places, I think, because it's always been a dream of mine to do radio and do what we're doing right here, right now. You know, I've been working out in the real world my whole life. Yep. And it sounds like you have too.
Yep.
That you've been out there, you've been living life like we do, you know, like Americans do, out there working hard, getting it done. And in the back of your mind, there's a dream that's just ticking away back there.
Yep.
And it, you know, we're actually starting to live that dream, I think, in our own little way, you know. And this goes right back to the success. You know, I can define success as right here, right now, sitting with you, Brandon Adams, on the Never Ending Radio Show.
That's pretty cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's been a real pleasure to have you on. And
well, I appreciate you having me out here. This is an awesome place you got, and I wish you all the best of luck. And I think you're going to do well. This is a pretty cool gig you got going on.
Nice. Well, yeah. Brandon Adams, thank you for being on the Never Ending Radio Show.
Thanks, man.
It's the Never Ending Radio Show.